And now, Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone gets our taste buds going with a new French film entitled Comme un Chef. As Peter explains, it's a light-hearted, odd couple comedy about food, cooking and friendship. And not only is it fun, it's also informative and genial in a feel-good way.
J'ai fait mon premier poulet basquez à 4 ans, mon premier soufflé à 5.
An entertaining film, it looks like. Would you like to start off by telling us what it's about?
Well, it's a cooking film, but not in the serious way, say, that Babette's Feast was a cooking film. Although, interestingly, did you see Babette's Feast?
I did, Peter. I saw Babette's Feast, and your comments regarding Babette's Feast brought a lot of other films to mind, like, for example, La Grande Abbuffata. Did you see that with the film with Mastroianni, that wonderful film? I mean, those are serious cooking films, aren't they?
They're very serious. But Babette came from Paris, so it's obviously the link there that apparently great chefs come from Paris.
Well, you'll also remember Julia and Julia then.
Well, yes, there you are. There's an American one. But she started in France, I think, didn't she? Her cooking,
absolutely,
Julia,
yes.
Child. Yes.
Yes.
Very interesting. I am not the best person to review a film like The Chef, I'm sorry to tell you, because my food taste is a bit minimalist. So I look on with admiration at a film like The Chef, because they talk about food, they cook food, they design food on plates. They're looking for new recipes, and it all goes on in front of me, and I think I'm never going to eat any of those meals, in fact.
Ma puissance culinaire est sans limite.
But I think people who love cooking will actually enjoy it very, very much.
I think it's part of a global trend, Peter. Maybe you don't watch television, but I can assure you that television viewers are absolutely inundated by programs on cooking. From good chefs to the worst chefs, but there's so much cooking going on at the moment.
That's true, and when I see such a program on television, it never occurs to me to watch it. So I'm glad perhaps I was seeing The Chef in the line of duty, and I thought it had a nice light touch.
Tu sais, mon gars, ici c'est un restaurant routier. Alors on fait surtout du steak frites, des saucisses frites et de l'andouillette frites.
A bit more than a soufflé, perhaps. But I felt compelled as I was watching the film to think of all the words in English that we get from the French, let alone chef, let alone restaurant, let alone café, let alone gourmet and all the others. So obviously French cooking has a significant place in the world, so why not a nice light comedy about it?
Absolutely. But it's also a film about friendship.
It is. And I was surprised because they're an odd couple. The chef, who's been successful for many decades and always gets 3 stars in the rating in Paris. But he's got kind of, we could call it recipe block. And he's being accused of being old-fashioned, not able to innovate. And this young man who's got more business sense than taste buds, he wants to get rid of him.
Si tu perds une étoile, ton contrat il saute.
Je suis cuit.
So the chef then meets this, a fellow who can't hold down a job because he's a bit of a perfectionist.
Incroyable. Qui a fait ça? Tu vois le peintre là-bas? Le peintre?
But he has followed the chef for years, knows every detail of every recipe, and where it was first introduced. And as they meet, the chef invites the young fellow to be his assistant.
Demain 8h au cargo. Vous êtes en retard.
Non, 8h02.
C'est bien ce que je dis, vous êtes en retard.
The young fellow is a bit of a perfectionist and corrects the chef at times.
J'ai fait un rapprochement entre un plat d'Alexandre d'aujourd'hui et une sauce d'Alexandre d'hier.
Oui, bien, Alexandre vous dit de ne plus faire de rapprochement entre Alexandre et Alexandre.
Je sais quand même comment Alexandre travaille.
Mais Alexandre, c'est moi!
Et alors?
And I thought they're going to fall out. But in fact, they actually become good friends. And the chef helps the young man in relating well to his partner who's pregnant and who is exasperated by the fact that her partner can't keep down a job.
Attends, c'est le quatrième restaurant qui te vire ce mois-ci?
So actually, it's a feel-good food film.
It's a bit of an unusual role for an actor like Jean Reno, isn't it?
It is, except he's made several comedies for the director Francis Weber, often with Gérard Depardieu. And I'm thinking especially of one which they kept in English, the French title, which is Tais-toi, which I gather means shut up. So perhaps it sounds more polite in French, but it was quite an entertaining comedy. But Jean Reno generally plays the straight man rather than the comic, and that's the case here, that he's the straight chef and the young man has the comic turns. And it's just a variation on The Odd Couple, except that they keep good friends.
Et Cyril Boss, pourquoi est-ce qu'on n'irait pas manger dans son restaurant?
Mais tout le monde me connaît.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
I was interested to read your Google research on molecular food, molecular cooking. Can you find the right words to tell us what that is?
Well, I had never heard of it before I saw the film, and they were talking about it, and I must say the samples of it on screen didn't look particularly interesting, and then I thought to myself, perhaps they've made this up for the film. So anyhow, I went on to Google, and I've got it open in front of me, actually, as we speak, and it said, it's a sub-discipline of food science that seeks to investigate, explain, make practical use of the physical, chemical transformations of ingredients that occur while cooking, and then the artistic aspects of the same. So I learned something. I don't know whether we have it in Australia, or do you have it in Italy, molecular gastronomy?
You can imagine what Italians would think of that, Peter.
Yes, it's a bit the French being more than a touch cerebral, I suppose. But anyhow, it was there in the film, so I thought I'd better do proper research. And at the end of that quotation, I thought I'd better add, who said the movies are not educational? So I learned something anyway.
Goûtez.
On arrête de mâcher quand?
Continuez à manger.